This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
We've been rolling that liner for 10 years. Notice it happens. In fact, soon I'll have to stop playing the liners. It won't be. You know, in FEMA Region 6, because then FEMA will just be an emergency agency, not something to take over NAV 10 regions, as COG admits it is. We have to be ready to win. We have to understand that the high command is the golden rule, and it's exactly what Trump said, laying down your life for others, laying down your name, being attacked. It doesn't matter because you know you're right. We're changing the world. You are the info war. I don't just say that. You are the info war. You're the reason this is happening. But so many people, and it's a meme that MSM is putting out, I'm a bootlicker. I'm with the establishment now. No, when I disagree with Trump, I'm going to disagree. And from the position of loyal opposition, it'll have a bigger effect. The point is that Trump listens to real counsel, but he doesn't listen to BS. He listens to people with a track record of telling the truth. And you have to understand, this is real. It's not going to be perfect, but think of what it would have been like with Hillary. Why are the elites so upset? Because Trump's the real deal. So let's not be too confident, though. We're in the fight of our lives. We're in like the sixth round. We've turned the corner. We're starting to win. But there's six more rounds. Dr. Corsi, in the 3 minutes we have left, how do you see the empire striking back? I see them trying to implode the economy and blame Trump. They admit they're doing that. What else do you see?
Well, yes, you're going to see very quickly the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, trying to implode the economy. They kept interest rates at zero to prop up Obama, $10 trillion worth of debt. The fight is going to be in the precincts, in the school boards, in local communities. The Democrats are going to do everything they can. The far left, and I just submitted an article with Perez, Tom Perez, head of the DNC, and Keith Ellison, the first Muslim and elected in Congress, a member of the Nation of Islam up until 2006. The Democrats have just taken a far turn left. The Democrats are going hard left. They're going full in socialist. This is the communist takeover movement attempt of their lifetime. And the Democrats are not.
And that's not rhetoric. It's flaming Bolshevik garbage.
Right. I mean, go take a look at the Communist Party of the United States of America. Its agenda and its website, its program is indistinguishable from the Democratic
Party. Listen, I don't just grovel the police, but I'm for law and order. The communist groups are openly calling for cops to be killed. If I did that, I'd be arrested, rightfully so. They're trying to organize crime. Why isn't the Attorney General already moving against them? I don't care if the left calls it fascism. They're the fascist.
Jeff Sessions is going to move against it. But the whole Black Lives Matter, the whole attempt to intimidate police, the left has got to destroy police because it's fundamental to the law and order of a civil society.
Why are they so arrogant? Don't they know that they've wakened the sleeping giant? They got a tiger by the tail?
Well, we've done everything we can for the last 20 years to help America, and I certainly have, you certainly have, and America's listened. I mean, it's taken very detailed investigative research. It's taken producing the truth. But Americans out there by the millions are waking up. They're listening. They're paying attention.
Doctor, how exciting is it for you to see the hard work you've done and Ron Paul's done and how we were ridiculed, attacked, demonized? Isn't it satisfying, not in an arrogant way, but at a spiritual level, the victory we're having?
I feel like, Alex, it was the right thing to do, and I feel like, you know, I get so identified with what Donald Trump said last night. The military who died on the battlefield, they didn't ask for any riches or their names to be put up in the stars. I'll take a bow with all the Americans who have died for this country in battle, have their chance to stand up and take a bow. Right after that, I'll take a bow.
That's right. And I saw you. You were on the line for 20 minutes with Roger Stone while we were finishing the speech you went over. And I saw you had tears in your eyes when Trump was saying that. And that's the difference. They think we're weak because we care. No, we're strong because we care. Dr. Corsi, I'm signing that lease to get the Bureau going. We're going to get those offices right there where you want them. I'm going to sign that today. And we're going to get this moving forward. We're going to start getting that crew hired. They heard us last week, but the listeners came through, so we're going to get the Washington Bureau set up. Thank you, sir.
Great. I'm excited about it. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's right. The Washington, D.C. Command Center of the People's Media. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with trembling mammy, and you touch the distant.
Eric Clapton. He's one of my favorite musicians. What a prolific career. He's been around 50 plus years. Listen to this guitar. Imagine if they could perform this now with a recording I got.
And you see a ghost from Bonnie dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow where the sky loves the sea. And when your fingers find her.
Yeah, if I wasn't here fighting the globalist, I would be on a distant shore in the Pacific. 100%. Yeah, the spirit out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean is so calm. It's like inviting death. So old, so clean. Here's the last part. Her name is Aphrodite.
Her name is Aphrodite,
and she rides in crimson shell. And you know you cannot leave her, for you touch the distant sand with tales of brave Ulysses.
All right, enough of that. Not an infomercial, but be sure to go to iTunes. Even though they ban us from it, you can download your Best of Cream and Eric Clapton. Okay, let's get serious here. Wow. This happens all the time, and I totally get it. He's got so many investigations going on, so much stuff he's handling, that about half the time, even when he schedules with us, when he wants to come on, they give us a lot of exclusives, and I appreciate it. And he says, I'm not ready to give us the exclusive, and something came up, so they're holding on to something they were going to publish, and I guess the next few days he will come on. That's ProjectVeritas.com, James O'Keefe. So we'll see what's going on with whatever. It was big that he was going to break here and also talk about the CNN tapes released last week. We'll get him on, obviously, in the next few days. That's fine because I've been promising to go to more calls, and I'm encouraging David Knight and others, who's just as bad as I am. We just want to cover news and then kind of don't get to the calls sometimes, to take your phone calls. And I'm trying to get better about not making you sit there on hold. I'm still bad, but not as bad as I used to be. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm going to say it again. First-time callers. People that haven't been able to get through or folks that have been on hold and I didn't get to you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. About last night's speech. About where the world's going. About Oprah. I want to get to Oprah. And you know, if you guys want to call in and disagree with me about my gushing over Trump, please call in and make your real point. I don't like the asset forfeiture seizure because a lot of that's unconstitutional. But then Trump's like, we could take yachts away from drug dealers. Yeah, but not old ladies' cash in East Texas in those corrupt towns. Most of them aren't corrupt, but when you get a bad town, and unfortunately Texas has got the best and the worst of police. And there are some bad places in East Texas. My family, by the way, on my dad's side, is from there. So I know I'm not bashing people, but it's like an extension of the worst parts of Louisiana. Great people in Louisiana, too, but we all know Louisiana's got its problem with corrupt police in some areas. And it just kind of extends in. You know, I've never really seen a lot of white racism in my life. I really haven't. I've seen whites scared because the media makes them scared of everybody and overly guilty. But I have been in East Texas, pulled over at 16 years of age with a half-drunk six-pack of beer. Two girls in the car, my buddy, coming back from the beach, driving back to Dallas. And because we both had blonde hair, the sheriff deputy rolled up his sleeve with a big swastika and said, Heil Hitler. Enjoy your beer. And I remember driving off going, man, it sucked if you were black got pulled over by that guy. Anyways, I don't want to go off on a, you've got to have checks and balances on everybody because you can be pulling into a place run by black folks. And if they're racist, they're going to, well, black people did something to me, I'm going to do something to you. That's why you don't do something to somebody because of what color they are. You go off what somebody does and what they stand for and who they are. Like Martin Luther King said, you don't go off of, and I've had, for the racist white stuff I've seen, I've got, I'm not going to exaggerate, it's just true, 300, 400 to 1 from black people. Now, does that mean I hate black people? Absolutely not, because most black people are great. But there's a large minority of black people that are super racist. Let me tell you, it's even more racist than those black people. It's the liberals that watch MSNBC now that'll scream at you. Hundreds of them when I was in D.C., F you, white male. Sometimes a white male would say it. We got it on video. And people are like, that doesn't make sense. Now, I've even seen some of the more nationalistic, kind of racist black sites even comment and say stuff about it and go, I think Alex Jones got a point. It's weird to watch some cracker tell another cracker, F you, you're white. I mean, it's just, it's weird. How did I go off on that, Jag? I was talking about asset forfeiture seizure. See, when I think about a subject, I think about all the angles to it. If it's adjudicated, if you're caught breaking the law and you've done something and there's laws on the books, then you should do it. But it should be at the state level. There's been too much federal control over local police via, because the feds lobby to get laws passed where states can't have asset forfeiture, or if they do, 80%+ of the money goes to the general fund. Instead of it, in the case of Texas, instead of it just going to the police. So if you're going to have, you know, the argument was, well, we got local police doing bad things, so let's have the feds run it. The feds are even worse. Now, maybe we're going to clean out all these bad feds. But, I mean, let's say it, I'm not an enemy of the feds. The average FBI agent's more awake than the general public. I just experienced it as I got more prominent. I bet a third of the FBI agents in Austin today are listening to the show. I mean, you know. So, again, they're our best friend, they're our worst enemy. Wherever there's power, you're going to have that dichotomy, that paradox. With great power comes great responsibility, and you need oversight over it. And that's all I'm saying. So I don't like Trump on the asset forfeiture seizure thing. I mean, just we haven't seen the specific plans yet, but it's we already got too much of it. It's already out of control. Clearly. I mean, everybody who's informed, left or right, center, knows that there's an issue there. You expand on that, you know, Sessions is, you know, we don't need marijuana sold on street corners. You know, it hurts a lot of people. And you know what? On average, it causes a lot of people to end up not really performing in life. Other really high-strung people, studies show it helps. It's better than Prozac. It is no drug, no plant has more medicinal uses than Mary Jane. I mean, it is a gift from God. It's thousands of them. It's incredible. I want to decriminalize. And you've got Sessions running around, who I really love. He's a good guy. He means what he says. He does what he says. But it's just coming from somebody who is living in the 1940s when they would, in Alabama or Texas, give you, in some cases, 40 years. My mother knew people in college that got busted with marijuana in the 1960s that served over two decades for a couple of marijuana cigarettes. Now, that's BS, okay? That's all. And by the way, I don't like the whole marijuana culture. They're mad at me because I don't say that they're God and, oh, it's wonderful, and their little stoner lifestyles are great. Playing video games all day, smoking dope all the time. If you're a super type A personality like Joe Rogan, Joe probably lived till he's 90 years old because he won't have a heart attack because he smokes pot at night. I mean, Joe Rogan can go, you know, host major programs. I'll just leave it at that after smoking, you know, weed. I can't get out of a chair smoking the type of marijuana Joe Rogan smokes. So, again, it's a very strong drug. It's been made a lot stronger. And so it's kind of a victim of its own farming practices, of its own botanical technology development. See, I'm spending too much time. That's why I can't ever get to any of the news, because I just want to pontificate on any subject. Attorney General Jeff Sessions just hinted at crackdown on legal marijuana. Well, he didn't hint at it. He did it. This is a bad move. Support police getting training and funding and medical care they need, and not demonizing police in the community and holding up the good officers as an example of real community policing. Make it an honorable profession so we get more good people to be part of it. Pay them more. And don't make it be based on revenue generation. We don't want pirates. We want sheepdogs. And again, we don't want to run around going after half the young people to smoke pot. They're not going to quit smoking pot, Senator Sessions. And I know the Attorney General listens to the show. I'll just leave it at that. I know. I even know behind the scenes there were some moves made to keep before Obama even left and going after me. And that the word was put out, you do that, we're going to overthrow it just as soon as we get in. So, I mean, Sessions has been one of my biggest allies. I'm just saying, I'm your ally too, sir. And you don't want to start a fight with, what's the statistic? Something like 80% of America admits it smoked marijuana at one time or another. And then the last time I saw it, it was like 40-something percent smoking on a regular basis. Guys, Google how many Americans smoke marijuana in studies. I mean, it varies in the study, but those numbers are pretty accurate. I've seen it repeatedly. You can't do this. I mean, this will be a disaster for Trump getting young people involved in the liberty movement. Here's the deal, Sessions. If you call for banning liquor, then I would say it's not hypocritical. But liquor kills a lot. And I saw the quote from Sessions in my stack. This is why I'm going off on the shag. I was going to leave this alone, but I can't handle it. He said, marijuana causes people to be violent and causes violence. No, it doesn't. No, people don't get in fights on marijuana. They don't speed on it. They drive 40 in a 60 in the slow lane. I mean, alcohol causes violence in car wrecks. And by the way, that's my cup of tea. I'm just being honest about it. It's just crazy. Does 1 in 8 U.S. adults say they smoke marijuana? Poll says. I've seen numbers at University of the Real Study. It's higher than that. Well, look, George Soros, though, is for it, and that's why I don't want to push everybody because it's so weaponized. He wants you all zombied out. I want to try to balance this, and I just think it'll derail much of Trump's agenda to restore the republic if he does this. He should be more libertarian about it. All right, I'm going to come back, give the number out, 800-259-9931, a bunch of news. Oprah wants to be president. We got that club, too. Stay with us.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I don't know why I talked to Der Spiegel. I agreed to it months ago, and then right when they came here, it was the issue with the Statue of Liberty getting her head cut off. But Der Spiegel's done some good stuff, like the CIA running a lot of the German media. So I said, oh, because they're interesting. I turned down most interviews. I'm like, 100 to 1, I turned them down. But I said, they could come on down here. And the guy got down here. And then he had this photographer who was in Austin. We're going to call him and see if he remembers this. And it's not that big a deal, except I would never say this, and I've talked to the whole crew, unless we were talking about an interview about Pizzagate and how, quote, Obama ordered $65,000 worth of hot dogs to a private party in Chicago, and that's according to the FBI manuals. That's means gay escorts. And the point is, we're just reporting on this. But I was going back there to eat. I was opening this thing of, so I was eating a hurry. It used to be on air. I was off air. I opened this thing of barbecue sauce, and it splattered on my shirt. They're coming around the corner to come in. And sometimes, I'll be honest, I keep it real cold around here. I have this thing where I get hot easy. I took my shirt off. And it was also kind of, I don't give a crap. Every time I do that in the media, it's like some big, huge sensation. So I took my shirt off, and they said, oh, it was some form of dominance or something. And then he says that I said, I've got a sausage. Do you want to suck it? And held out a sausage to him. Because I did say, get them barbecue. They were back there eating it when I went back there. I just talked to Nico. He remembers ordering them barbecue. So I go back there after the show. They're eating their barbecue. They're out of the room. They come back in. I get some barbecue sauce. I'll scroll, take the shirt off. So I was about to go back to my office and change shirts. So that was my stunt. And they turn it into some homoerotic thing, which I challenged the Spiegel guy. I think he was recording stuff to release it. Because if that's the case, then I'm starting to blip out sometimes. Because I literally don't ever say stuff like that to men or women. The only jokes about that have been, do you want succulent hot dogs? And I'd forgotten about the Der Spiegel article yesterday. I mentioned, Pizzagate and, succulent hot dogs. And Owen Schroyer was in the other studio. He goes, oh, yeah, like succulent sausages? Then Jones gets up and holds out a sausage. Want to suck? He asked. We're guessing that it actually Hal Jones eats every single meal. So now it's in, New York Daily News, a bunch of other, like Alex Jones is very rude to eat with. Alex Jones wants men to suck his sausage. You know, it, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's just shocking to me that I believe I didn't say that, genuinely. But it's hard to believe that I would let those guys in here and then they would not be able to stand the fact that I archetypally took my shirt off so that I could, basically throw it in their face, turning, lemons into lemonade, and then it would turn. And then it's not about how the Texan got his barbecue and is nice to us. It was all just, and he comes in and he wants a big plate of food and he sits down there like a big pig and starts eating it and then he throws sausages in our face. I'm going to go to break and come back and take your calls. This is a short segment, but it isn't even that important. But I get it. He had to do a stunt, just like I did a stunt, to even get hit picked up. And it did get picked up all over. So, see? Word is, I haven't seen it. It's on TV. They're talking about it. Next, it'll be, I sexually assaulted their Spiegel reporter, and cameraman. Next, it'll be that I raped them both. And I'm a dinosaur and a space alien. And, and I'm being sarcastic. They'll probably clip that out and say, I raped Der Spiegel reporters. They do that on the news. They have me going, I'm anti-gay. When I actually said, I'm not anti-gay. But Colbert played the clip last week where I go, I'm anti-gay. Gay frogs! And they say, Joe's obsessed with gay frogs. No, I covered a report where I was covering the Smithsonian Institute, Nature, Science, where it says most of the frogs are sterile and the others are either asexual or homosexual. From the runoff of the water we're drinking so bad, it's screwing up the sexuality of mammals, the nutria rats, the amphibians, the fish, all of them, the otters. But instead of being, caring about, God, what is in our water that's the runoff's doing this to these animals? It's just, he says that 2/3 of the frogs in Houston are gay, which I said is a joke because the article out of South Texas was, 2/3 of the frogs were sterile or asexual or had both sexual organs or didn't know what sex they were. So I said, see, 2/3 of the frogs in Houston are gay. It was a joke because, man, it's called gallows humor. I take these really sad, upsetting topics that I get tired of having to cover, but I got to warn people not to fearmonger so we do something like moms found out. Bisphenol A messes up the sexuality of your kids, causes tumors, causes lower IQs. Mom stopped buying stuff that was bisphenol A marked. And guess what? It's hard to find bisphenol A anymore. See, it wasn't fear-mongering. It was, our house is on fire. Let's put it out together. Let's be successful. Let's move forward. You know, I just realized I've been doing this on air forever. Everybody makes jokes. I do that. Trump does it. I do this hand signal. I do this one. It's crazy. Is there like a Vulcan mind meld? Because I'm not copying Trump. Is he copying
march.
Me? I don't think so.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fight. It's fun to fight back against tyranny. It makes you stronger.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
1980s band Triumph. Let's listen a little bit of this music. Some great, great lyrics. It's like running out of time. Remember just a year and a half ago, somebody couldn't win? But it didn't matter. The course of history was there. Don't get discouraged. Don't be afraid. The price we pay. It's how we live that defines us. Think about the magic, the mystery. Again, we're on a planet in space. We don't know where we came from. We don't know who we are, they say. But we do. It's all there in your genetics, in your spirit. All of it. The whole history of it. And I just can't tell you it because you already know it. And you know what the enemy would do if I did tell you.
You know what you've got to do.
We know what we have to do. We've done it before. Fight the good fight every day. It's at the end of the song is really, really powerful. I think I want to read the lyrics sometime to the song on air. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, but I promise to play this clip, so we will, of Oprah Winfrey. You know, I don't know if Oprah Winfrey, you know, I should say this is my message to Oprah Winfrey. I don't know if she's deceived. I don't know if she is a fellow traveler with Bill and Melinda Gates and Ted Turner and David Rockefeller and the globalist, but she meets with them in secret once a year. We now know for about 26 years. That's what the London Guardian and Associated Press and ABC News reported about 6-7 years ago. That they have secret meetings to plot world government and a global government strategy and stratagem, a deceptive strategy, to establish a world government to carry out medical systems, medical tyranny. Now, a book just came out 2 weeks ago by Chelsea Clinton. Rob Jacobson was in a bookstore and saw it. Global Health Government. I mean, the title is Governing Global Health. But it was written for her mother to be the winner, and she'd be put as the front. A nice little girl, Webster Hubble's daughter. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course that is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Sorry, not insulting what she looks like, but I mean, her dad looks like Mr. Ed. And it's just that everything's a lie with them. It's Webster Hubble's daughter, we know it. Oh, Wilbur. Nobody's talking about Chelsea Clinton's new book, including Chelsea Clinton. And Oprah Winfrey, like, has this tax-free cult in Africa where she teaches them, like, magical thinking and, you know, submitting to all this, and then they get sterilized. I mean, man, she is the black face on Satan's New World Order. Obama was just the baby. You know, they admit Oprah got him in. Oprah boosted him. Oprah pushed him to the top. But now they want Oprah Winfrey to wade in, a woman, and she's black. I think demographically that people will go for that. We have to start exposing her now. Because it doesn't really matter with her billions of dollars, whether richest entertainer in history. It doesn't matter if she knows or she doesn't know. Is a sword conscious when it runs you through? Doesn't matter. But Oprah is a smart lady. She has a lot of charisma. She's a good manager. I can unequivocally say that she knows what she's doing. Now she may see overpopulation and poverty and stuff, and it's just better to get rid of all these people so it doesn't keep happening. No, you set up a system to empower them all, because and some will still die, but you don't sit there and just write people off while you live in a palace, lady. Comprende? So Oprah Winfrey, and I've told you this for a long time, is wicked. And she's dangerous. And she's going to be who challenges Trump in 3 years. We'll be back in the thick of a campaign. They now start campaigns a year and a half before. In 3 years, in 2.5 years, it's going to start. And Oprah Winfrey is coming. So understand that. And we've got to start hitting her and hitting her hard. Because nobody else, and I'm not bragging, I don't like saying nobody else has done the research we've done on her and what she's up to, because it's like Americans are so insular. Americans are so, we have the lowest level of any industrialized nation of being passport holders. So I love America. It has great roots, great possibility, but we've become exceptionally dumb, exceptionally spoiled. Heather's GrudgeReport.com right now. Yes, she can. And here's the clip of her on a Bloomberg news show. Perfect, of course. Bloomberg just as evil. Oh, I forgot. Bloomberg goes to the meeting. There's like 15 people go. Bloomberg's there too. Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, her, Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett. She is the only black person there. And I could tell why. Imagine another black people in there. You're talking about, I mean, they admitted in the news it's how to reduce the population in Africa. I love it, man. Every once in a while I'll be at a restaurant outdoors or something. It's happened twice outdoors or wherever. We're at these leftist conventions. There'll be some racist black folks walk by. It happened in D.C. probably. It happens every once in a while, just in general. But in D.C., it probably happened. Let's not exaggerate. It's on video a bunch, maybe 30 times. I wasn't paying attention. Most of them was like, you white devil. Screw you. And I'd be like, oh, do you like Obama? Yeah, I do. What, you want something? You want to fight? I'm like, oh, yeah. And then they realize I've got, like, Navy SEALs and, you know, Special Forces people with me, active duty, you name it, and they just kind of back off. But the point is that I don't want to kill them. I actually don't want them to be aborted before they're born. I don't want anybody. Black, white, doesn't matter. I don't want anybody. I don't like their spoiled, dumbass, racist crap. Just like I don't like some toothless Klan guy at a Dairy Queen because I got a hot girlfriend, you know, in 1994 with six guys getting out of a pickup threatening to kick my ass all because I'm getting a nice car and got a good-looking woman on my arm. I don't like gang members and dumbasses in groups acting tough. And let me just explain something to all the black nationals, everybody else that think the liberals and the socialists and the globalists are friends. They're the ones that tell you they love you all day because they want you close so they can make sure you never become anything. They created gangster rap to ruin your communities. They shipped the cocaine in so you'd use it and kill yourselves. I'm the best friend, and Donald Trump's the best friend you're ever going to have. And that's why Trump has got to convince these people it's the right thing to do. Nothing's stopping Trump because he's on the right side of history unless he gets on the wrong side of history himself. That's a key quote. Trump cannot be stopped because he's on the right side of history and the will of humanity. The only person that can betray Donald Trump at this point is Donald Trump. Because if he lets Sessions, who's a great guy, go on some 1950s drug war garbage that's got Mexico already failing, yeah, the cops might have nice cigarette boats and fancy Corvettes they seize, but their kids aren't going to be safe at school because the society's going to be imploding. We got to decriminalize it to take the money out of it. I'm going to go to your phone calls, but here's Oprah Winfrey. And I don't like to judge people. I don't like to judge people. But let me say this. She is in the house of pure, unadulterated, anti-human death. Okay? She is in the highest level meetings that only 15 people go to, and those 15 people run the CFR with 4,000 people, and Davos with 100 or 200 top people and hundreds of guests, or Bilderberg with 150. She goes into the star chamber meetings. Lord Rothschild attends. That's one of the 15. Look it up. She gets in on population world government control meetings. Now, what does that tell you about Oprah Winfrey? I don't want to be her when she's standing before God at the white throne judgment. Here's Oprah.
Have you ever thought that given the popularity you have, we haven't broken the glass ceiling yet for women, that you could actually run for president and actually be elected?
I actually never thought that that was, I never considered the question even a possibility. I just thought, oh.
Right, because it's clear that you don't need government experience to be elected president of the United
States.
Right?
I thought, oh, gee, I don't have the experience. I don't know enough. I don't know. And now I'm thinking, oh.
All right. Well, okay.
Oh, anybody can be that. Yeah, buildings in New York. Running over the mafia when you're a teenager, having your own business all over the world, having top-rated shows, producing shows. He doesn't have any experience, really. He just beat all of you. He just ran over the whole New World Order system. We're on your phone calls. Let me tell you something. She's dangerous. God, she's dangerous. So she's going to come climbing out of the pit in 2.5 years to try to stop us. God Almighty. Look at that power trip. Look at that arrogance. She exudes this fake confidence, this narcissism, and then sprays it onto the audience. They all feel like they're with her, and it's some little cutesy event. That big fat pyramid right in front of everybody, letting folks know we're on top, you're on bottom. Instead of the circle, like the sun, the circle of light. The circle will become complete with you as well, Oprah. You're on the wrong side of history. All right, covering that, analyzing that Bloomberg piece. Briefly, we're going to end the special. We started running last Monday, one of our biggest specials ever, dealing with the fact that they announced via ad roll that we're not allowed to advertise on Google because we're dehumanized. We don't exist. And so you really came through. We brought in about half the money we lost that was budgeted for the next year because we can project what it's going to bring in. So that's a big victory. Thank you so much. And with a few other specials and things down the road, I hope we can, you know, bring in the rest we need. I'm signing the lease today for the D.C. Bureau, and I'm going to start hiring a few people to help Corsi and then other crew and the rest of it. So it's not like, you know, it's the end-all, be-all, but, you know, having an operation there in D.C., it's important, so we're going to do it. Because before, we didn't have a beachhead there. It was just both parties controlled, and what's the point? Now, we're beginning to win. We have to get ready to win. We have to be ready to take action. And not just sit here and stay where we're at. It's destiny. It must be done. And I've told you every step of the way, we're going to the next level. We're going to the next level. We're going to the next level. And we always do it. And we're going to elect a president. We're going to reverse NAFTA and GATT and TPP. And we're going to cut the taxes. We're going to turn the coal power plants back on. And it's all happening. And they're howling in anger. Oh, really? You thought you were the only ones that could fight. You told us you were the boss and that you were invincible and that you were the only people in the world that counted. Well, guess what? That's not the way it works. I learned that when I was very, very young. What some bully thinks they're going to, because they're 15 and you're 12, because they weigh 60 pounds more than you, they're going to jump on top of you and beat you up for no reason when you're walking home from the school bus. You know, they do it once when you're 11. Now you're 12. You've been in a few fights. They take a swing. You jump on top of them, ram their head in the concrete, knock them out. And then the police come. Neighbor lady sitting on the porch says, I saw that big boy attack that one. Well, that's just the way it is. And see, that's how it is. You think you're going to climb up on top of us? We're going to kick your ass up and down the street. Just get ready for it. And by the way, culturally, politically, we're not 12 anymore. And the enemy knows that. We're like a 800-pound wrecking machine. And the globalists, if the humanity ever fully awakens, are like a 75-pound scarecrow, starving vampire that can hardly get out of its wheelchair. And that's what's so frustrating. When we defeat these people and humanity goes to the next level, we're going to look back on this and ask, that's what, you know, in Revelation, I forget the passage. Can you guys look it up? And we're going to go to the calls. I'm going to take calls in the next hour with David on a little bit. I'll do 20 minutes for them to take calls, but I'm going to go calls here in the next segment. Imagine somewhere in the Bible, I forget all the passages, but like the devil is locked up for 1,000 years for everybody to look at him. And people come and they say, that's who did this? That's who conquered us? That's who did all these horrible things? So Google, what passages is it where everybody marvels that the devil's locked up in a cage and they say, this is who did all that? Satan bound. And then I saw thrones, and then sat on them. The judgment was committed to them. Then I saw the souls of those that had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus, the word of God, who had worshipped the beast or his image, and not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they that lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years, those that didn't take the digital system, those that ran to the hills under the one world government system. But the rest of the dead did not live until 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Where's the part where the devil's bound? Satanic rebellion crushed. See if you can look in there. I'm going to find that part where they're pointing in the cage saying, this is what did this? Is this a joke? Whether you believe that physically is coming or an archetype of it, the point is, buying or selling out of this control system, who thought this up 2,000 years ago? What was John the Revelator taking on the Isle of Patmos? Was he looking into the future? Is Donald Trump from the future? Now, continuing here with the news and the information. We're ending that special today, since it'll be done in the morning. We might extend it today, but we really can't because we're running out of X2. We're running out of Brain Force. We're about to sell out the Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan lithographs. In fact, I may just hold some back and raise the price so we can fund the operation. 33% off Caveman introductory special. 33% off Silver Bullet, the little silver. Free Alexa Pure with a 3-month supply of storable foods, high quality. It's all there. You sign up for the free newsletter. Today's special is Knockout. Get 50% off. That promo code will be emailed to you. Instead of $19.95, already a very low price for the L-tryptophan and melatonin and the other 8 ingredients. It's amazing. They're all natural, organic. You get 50% off on Knockout. That's $9.95. We basically don't make money on that. But lost leaders for folks that sign up for the newsletter. So if stuff gets really bad, we've got to grow the email list where we may just be able to communicate with you in the future via email. I'm told if you got an email list, skip this break. You might even have a show soon. Who knows? I'm told that, I mean, by the top people, they said, you're crazy for only the last 4 years trying to build an email list. Man, in the age of email, a show your size would have 10 million emails by now. Like Newsmax, who are the best out there at that. And I'm just, well, I just always move it forward. You know, I'm sitting there messing with a list. Well, I've been told the way to get a hold of people during a crisis, with a thumb drive, I can shoot a video or have an article and send it out to you. I have to, like, run to wherever. And quite frankly, it's not that I'm scared to, you know, have them grab me or kill me or whatever. It's just that I'm not going to play dumb for them. I'm going to, you know, whatever has to be done. It doesn't mean I'm planning to run. I'm not going to right now. I want to be an example going down with a ship. I'll say this. I'm not going to die alone in some corner, isolated. If it's public, then that's another issue. But I'm not going to let them just quietly snuff me out. It'd be a great honor to have them publicly destroy me. I don't want that, but I'll kind of smile. They had me lined up on national TV about to chop my head off or whatever. I've come to defeat these people and to be an example to others. So, I mean, it's an honor. An honor. I'm not afraid to die. It is an extreme honor. I mean, you're going to be old with your teeth falling out, incredible pain, going through hell on earth, and I'll never commit suicide. But let me tell you something. Going through what my grandmother went through that died a few weeks ago at almost 93 and cancer for 6 years that she didn't want to get operated on because they cut her other breast off. And she went through hell with that. She was ready to go back and, you know, see God and her family and my grandfather. But she was still so Christian that, you know, she wouldn't even let him put her on opium or, you know, stuff and put her in hospice. She sat there and went through it. I mean, she went through cancer all over her body by the time she died. And she went through all of it. Tough. Way tougher than I am. Fear getting killed by the New World Order, lining me up and shooting me? That's a hero's death. That's a Viking's death. God, give me that. Over losing my mind and being gone and not being able to help people around me and other people having to take care of me. It's amazing. All right, I said I'd take your phone calls. The point is, Knockout's 50% off, Infowars.com/newsletter. Go there, put it in. It's on the articles. It's on the pages. It's not hard to do. We send out huge specials every day, 50% off on one product every day. If you're smart and want these products at the very lowest price, you want to be on the newsletter. Because I pledge you every day. 365, when they get the emails out, sometimes they, you know, we're not a big enough crew, we will always send out at least 5 days a week. I shouldn't say 365, but throughout the year, 5 days a week, we will send out 50% off on one item every day. If you sign up for auto ship, get an additional 10% off and get products that no one can get unless they're a manufacturer at those prices. I mean, you get 10% off on Knockout at checkout, signing up for auto ship at $9.95. You can't buy a bottle of melatonin at this strength for less than $14. And that's just one ingredient in it. I mean, it's a big horse pill. It's high-powered. So, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We're about to start selling out. There's like 100 left. There were 1,000 of the Tennessee Arms with the brass inserts, best lower out there, absolutely private. You got to mill it yourself and everything. And there's instructions and video instructions and instructions that come with it at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're about to sell out a Victory One series, President Donald Trump, limited edition, 80% lower AR receivers. Cruz said, you think we'll really sell 1,000 of those? And I said, just the work of art, laser etched, a design I came up with. I mean, I just saw the image and all the rest of it put it together, but that's it. Just great to have. Even if you're not going to ever mill these, it's just good to have in your supply chest. Good for, you know, to have down the road later. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or AAA 253-3139. We have the new RZ air filtration preparedness masks that are reusable. And then finally, a sponsor. Then I promise I'm going to your calls. Solutions from Science is the next generation PPX model available. This new model That's 60% more power. You can charge or run most of your electronic devices. It can jump, start 10 buses in a row. Solutions from Science PPX allows you to create your own private power grid at your own or even in a remote location. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. If you do buy one right now and you use promo code Alex at the checkout, they'll give you a second energy unit free. It's already very low priced. I don't know how they give you one free, but whatever. They've been sponsors 15 years. I bought some of these units from them. They're amazing. If you, again, get one right now, you get a second one with promo code Alex at privatepowergrid.com. And so sponsors that also help us fund our operation. Best new off-the-grid product in 2017. And you can see all the informational videos there. He's got them all. It's very, very easy to use. I bought one like 8-9 years ago for like four times the price they are now from him. But things get so much inexpensive now because manufacturing prices have gone down. It's amazing. It really is cool. All right, folks. Again, as I said, I'm going to go to your phone calls. I've got some other clips I want to play that I didn't get to. I know David Knight's got a lot to talk about. And I do, before I leave, want to play the end of his speech where he brings in Providence and God again and how they could demonize that beautiful moment where he's honoring the widow and the lost Navy SEAL in the Yemen raid and call her stupid and call her scum. It's just horrible. I mean, it's Michael Moore supporting the Arab Spring. Obama and Michael Moore supported what caused all this. Then they have the nerve to call Trump an opportunist for honoring this woman. It's unbelievable. The proof is in the pudding. Trump's trying to get jobs, the average person. He's trying to cut taxes for poor and working people. He's trying to get loans at 0% interest or close from the Federal Reserve of the people. And that's why the elite hate him. He's doing what it takes to empower humanity and build a world based on humans for humans. All right, Janae, Salvador, Tim, Don, Jordan, we're going to your calls right now. Holding the longest is Salvador. It's a cool name. You're on the air. Thanks for calling from California.
Thank you, Alex. I really hope the president doesn't go after, you know, on this drug war. I'm from Mexico. I'm actually from Mexicali, Calexico area, where, you know, a lot of the drug trafficking happens, mainly tunnels. This is pointless, you know. I hope they take the money.
The drug war is a nightmare failure, except for wrecking cultures, and we should start decriminalizing now because we're the next Mexico.
Yes. At the same time, I hope InfoWars and other outlets reach out to the Latino community, hopefully a segment in Spanish, you know, because a lot of people are uninformed out there, you know.
Well, they're like everybody else. They've been brainwashed, but... does Mexico let everybody in from Latin America? No, they don't. You can't. Mexico is rich compared to most third world countries. It's on the rich end. So everybody better remember that. You know, we can't merge with something that is imploded. We have to build ourselves up and then build up the next country. And I want to do that. Mexico is awesome. I love Mexico. I love the culture, the food, everything. I just, it's got that nasty drug culture that's artificial. We got to get rid of.
Yes, absolutely. You see, but I mean, hopefully reaching out. I mean, most of the population is brainwashed by Televisa and all the Sopras, Jorge Ramos. I mean, we need the next Latino conservative guy to go out there and take
a look. I agree. I've been invited to a prestigious press award in Mexico City. I don't know for security reasons I can go. It's one of the most dangerous cities in the world. But there are a ton of people in Mexico that get what's happening. We need a Mexican Donald Trump or Nigel Farage. I mean, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's just... And corruption is embedded in history. It's posted in every aspect of people's lives down there. It's been the way for years and years.
Exactly, and that's what the Democrats, more than anybody, want, is a culture of corruption where the poor never become wealthy. It's done by design. Trump is bucking the peon system. He's bucking serfdom, neo-feudalistic fascism. Salvador, stay there. I'm going to come back to you in a moment. I want you to have more time, because this is key.